Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Zanu's Radio Show. This is your host, Noah Ndlovu, broadcasting live from the great state of Indianapolis, Indiana. It's sunny somewhere, I think, in the 70s. So we're enjoying some good weather in Indianapolis. Hopefully, everybody out there is enjoying the sunshine and taking advantage of the barbecues that people could be having this time around before the weather gets bad. So, ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to the one and only, the Super Ken, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, our Zambia's first Republican president, singing along. That's a song that I think all of us are very familiar with. It's a song that we've grown up listening to from, I think, as far back as I can remember. That's one of the classic UNIP era song. So, ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon we'll be talking to a group of presidents, and also we have a special guest, and this is none other than Mr. Davis Chirwa. Mr. Davis Chirwa, he is the CEO of ATV and Channel A. Actually, I think I said it backwards. So I will give him a moment to sort of correct the channel that he represents. And also, he is the president and CEO of DC Production. So this is a gentleman who has been behind the production of, I think, the OZA PPE event that we had previously, the virtual platform. So we'll be learning a little bit more what it takes for someone to hire him, what it takes to put together a massive campaign or a massive media venture such as the virtual party. So Mr. Chilwa, I can see he's already on our program, and I see also we have a number of presidents who have joined in. So the purpose of our show is to just learn about the platform, how we can use the platform, what we need to prepare for, and also it gives Mr. Chilwa an opportunity to advertise and at the same time to speak directly to anyone out there. It does not necessarily have to be a member of an association, but anyone who wishes to have an event, this is an opportunity for you to learn about the process and what it takes. So let me say hi to my colleague here, the president of the great state of Illinois. This is Madam Irene White.
Hello, welcome, hello everybody. Show. Thank you.
Good, good. And let me say hi to our great friends in the state of Dallas, Texas. In Dallas, Texas, we have Mr. Fred Kazembe. And Mr. Fred Kazembe, I'm seeing he has not joined yet. So let me see. Let's go to Washington State. Welcome, Mr. Chilwa.
Good morning, good afternoon. I'm honored to be here, and I'm great. I'm very, very happy to be here and connect and hopefully learn from everybody on the call. Thank you for having me.
Great, great. Yeah, so let's say hi to President Fred Kazembe, Dallas, Texas.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me. Looking forward.
Good, good. Yeah, so again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zanus Radio Show. We'll be learning about the process. So without further ado, let's give a few minutes to Mr. Chilwa to give us an introduction, a little bit about himself, what he does, and just something unique about himself. So go ahead, Mr. Chilwa.
All right. Like I said before, thank you so much. Again, I'm honored to be a part of this show. You guys are doing a fantastic job. I wish we could find a way to expand even further for more people to be tuning in and calling in, because we share a lot of important information on this platform. So I hope that in future we can all continue to push the narrative and advertise for more people to tune in and learn a little bit about what the great organizations are doing in various states throughout the United States. Yeah, so my name is David Chilwa. I'm based in the state of Washington. In the state of Washington, we have AZISWA as the organization that we fall under, which is most of you might know about all these organizations that are in different states. And they're doing a fantastic job. So through that, I've been a part of that organization for many, many years, and we've enjoyed the productions of independence celebrations, especially far back when things were very safe for us to congregate together. So a little bit about me. I've lived in the state of Washington for about 20 years now, and I have a small family, and we are just regular members of the community, and we love to be a part of things that are happening in the community when we can. Continue to learn and share any expertise that we might have picked up over the years. And so my expertise for now is the production of videos and events. And most recently, we had to adjust on the way we produce events because of the pandemic. So when COVID came, we had to figure out a way to support the business and support the community that we belong to. So we do have a 501c3. Channel 8 TV is the 501c3. And we don't only cater to people that look like us or people that sound like us or different origin, but we've tapped into the different markets, including all people of color mostly. And so we use the media platform to try and bring advocacy to equity and social justice, issues that pertain to immigration, issues that pertain to just people of color in general. So it's been a great learning moment. Most recently, we were heavily involved with the sensors, the EF sensors program. So we're still actually just finishing up that. And again, that also was disturbed by the pandemic. So with that said, we took advantage of using technology to try and learn on how we can continue to produce events and also continue to make people feel like they're part of the community. We should all be connected regardless of what we are going through. And so we came up with the idea of doing the Zanga Virtual Concert, which a few of you might have witnessed with OZA. So I approached OZA and asked them if they could partner with us for us to do something. And at that point, we had not done anything. You know, there was no experience of whether that could work or not. So we just took a leap of faith and did that based on the fundamentals of technology, and we knew that it could work. Of course, you know, it wasn't a very, if I could say that way, it wasn't a very sexy appeal because, like I said, there was no history that has been done before. And by the grace of God, we ended up having a successful show, and I was very, very honored and very humbled for all of you guys who participated, including Mr. Noah, who came on the show just by virtue of just having trust and belief that things would move forward. And so long story short, we ended up raising $20,000, almost $20,000 to send the PPEs back home from the gentleman who donated some of the stuff within the Dallas community. So I believe that process is being worked on between the gentleman who donated the stuff and OZA. And so hopefully they can give us the updates pretty soon, regardless of how long it takes or all the details that we need to be aware of, because it's public information, so most of us will be able to get all the details from there. But so I'm sitting here on this platform today because a gentleman called Mr. Fred Kazembe, who all of us know from Dallas, he came up with an idea for us to do the Zambian Independence Party as the whole community, not just in different states, but probably the whole United States. Of course, considering calling in from Zambia and artists from Zambia. So with that said, it's a very feasible, I can confidently say it's a very feasible and doable event. It just takes all of us to be on the same page and bring in different ideas so that we can make the show a success. But technically speaking, it's a doable thing. And I believe, I don't think any organization would be in a process to do the Independence Party physically by October. So that idea was welcomed by most of us. And I said I could be able to produce it just like we've done everything. So it's a great opportunity, and I'm very honored, again, to be a part of that. So that will be, administered by Zanus. And having Zanus in place will give us the opportunity for us to connect with other organizations from different states. And so that's where we are today. So I'm able to take any questions or answer any questions that may arise somewhere down the line. But in a nutshell, that's what we do. But when you ask about the program, what could be involved, the program could involve, you know, having the talents that we have here within the United States, of course, Zambian, which includes, artists to sing live or to sing pre-recorded, and same thing for artists that we have back home. And of course, all that stuff takes money to make anything move forward. But so the presidents can come together and figure out a way on how we can raise the funds and make the show a success. With that said, that will also include the DJs, that include hopefully the youth that can perform different things, and women, our lovely women from the community, that can also do different presentations. And I think each organization should have its own platform to share about the progress that has transpired within their community. So I'm really excited to be a part of this. And Mr. Noah, Mr. Fred, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak on this platform today. So that's where we are.
Right. Thank you, sir. And just before we go any further, let me just say welcome to the president of the Great Sunshine State. This is Mr. Charles Wembia. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Thanks, Noah. And good afternoon, everybody. And thank you for tuning in. And thanks, Mr. Chira, for coming on the show. We appreciate what you're doing for the communities in the diaspora. I appreciate that very much.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, so at this point, we'll ask Mr. Fred Kazembe to, I think he has a question.
No, thank you for that, President Noah. And again, thanks to everyone that's in attendance. And Mr. Davis Chua, you know, for coming on board on such a big project that allows us to be able to connect as Zambians based here in the diaspora. So I guess my first question to you, Mr. Davis, is what all does it take from a technical standpoint, you know, the duration in terms of trying to get all these pieces together to allow us to be able to invite some musicians from Zambia to be part of this event, as well as some other, you know, DJs or just artists or performers. How much work goes into something like this for it to be a success?
Very good question, actually. A lot of it depends on planning. And an event like this is not something that two people, three people, four people can do. It will take a whole bunch of people to do it because there are so many moving parts. The advantage is that we're not reinventing the wheel. You know, some things are already in place. When we did it the first time, just starting with the DJs, for example, when you see the DJs go live on Facebook, they're playing directly from their laptops into Facebook, into social media, right? But when you do something like this, there are certain devices that we have to use so that they broadcast the music to us, and then we in turn reflect it back on social media for the masses. So, but that process has already been done with the DJs, Floor Kid, for example, and Wizzy and the rest of the DJs, even in the UK, all those DJs, we've already planted all those parts to where even today we can say, let's go live, and they're already set to go. The challenge becomes with the artists. The artists, they have to, especially in Zambia, because of signal issues, most of them, they have to pre-record the performances. Now, with that said, they can't just record for, like, for example, 10 minutes or 15 minutes. They have to record them in chunks, which is like maybe a song. The maximum is 5 minutes that you can record the song, because technically that's what's going to allow you to upload the music. So you have to create the graphics that go with to paint a picture that you want. For example, if it's a Zambian independence, you have to have the Zambian colors you have to create. So there, not only are you dealing with the digital part of it, but you're also dealing with the graphic part of it in order for everything to come together. So as far as time, for this magnitude of an event that we're trying to do, the minimum you need is at least 2 months. So the more time we can have, the better. So I would say if we are going to have the independence in October, we have to start like yesterday, pretty much. Reason being, the coordination and the time difference between people in Zambia and us over here, and even within the United States, we have the time difference. So that also affects on the production of what we're going to do. Which brings me to the next stage, which means when you're having a show, for example, the show starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time. The folks in Zambia, it's already late. It's already getting in the evenings. So we have to find that balance to where it's not too early in the United States or in England, and it's not too late in Zambia. But in this case, we are going to focus more on the Zambian communities within the United States, but also be inclusive of other Zambian communities throughout the world. And for some of the continents, they may not be able to produce their own stuff as we are capable to do here. So they've shown interest already to be a part of possibly what we can do from here. And for example, the DJs in the UK, they all said they wanted to be a part of it, you know. And the folks in the UK, they're also looking to the United States to be the leaders when it comes to things like that. So that's where we are. In a nutshell, it takes about a couple months for us to put it together. But something of this magnitude, I would say even 3 to 4 months would be the best ideal time, Mr. Fred.
Great, great. No, thank you for that clarity. I guess just to follow up on that question is, it sounds like, you know, we would also be working with or considering pre-recording some of these sessions talk to me about the process of pre-recording. Are you working in conjunction with any studios in Zambia that would be able to help us pre-record these recordings?
Yes, question, I guess. We do have a studio phone, screen, and folks can go there and record as long as they want. And the good thing about them is that they have a backup generator whereby if they lose power, you know, they can jump on the generator and then provide the services that we need. And the same studio will also be on standby, because the idea is you just don't want to have all the artists pre-record their stuff, but you also want them to be involved within the process. So the artists who are willing to go to the studio and perform from there, or even jump on the call or video or say something, they have a place where they can go. So we have, at least we have a base where people can go and do that. With that said, I have to mention that when you're doing something, for example, for a nonprofit here in the United States or even back home, the artist may consider not to be paid. But when you're doing something for the community, most of them demand to be paid. And as we all are aware, everybody's going through a rough patch of time. The artists make money by doing performances and doing, you know, different things in the community. But in this case, they're not making any money. So that could be an opportunity if there was a budget for us to support them, so to speak. We may not have the top dollar that they're used to, but at least we can give them something that can uplift them as well. So that's what we're doing. Our goal is to expand with ZMBC, the short interest. With them, it's just a question of connecting with them and let them know. If say, for example, Zanus confirms to say, okay, we're going to go with the Independence Party this year, so then I would arrange with ZMBC to where people can actually watch the entire show from here. So that's a possibility. It's a non-political, I have to say this, it's a non-political event, but we also have the ability to bring in people or folks within the government to encourage the community to speak about issues, not political issues per se, but things such as the pandemic and other health issues that we need to reflect on, or even economic things that we need to reflect on, but without really turning it into a political scenario. So having said that, we do have access to, for example, the former president, Dr. Kaunda. We just worked with His Excellency, former president, Mr. Rupia Banda. So I do have footage from him. So we do have that direct contact to where we can actually reach out to the president as well directly if need be. But I wouldn't do that right now prematurely until when all the pieces have come together. And then, but we do have the opportunity. So I wanted to make sure that everybody is aware of that. So
right,
that's where we are.
Right. All right. No, thank you for that. One more question, President Noah, and then I will let off the next president to come in. I guess, you know, one other important question I wanted just to get some clarity on is, with everything that you will have to put through together, whether from the website to pre-recording these sessions, would you say this is a great platform as well for sponsors and donors and business owners to facilitate or help in, you know, putting this together in a sense of sponsoring or donating so they can showcase their business?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a great opportunity. If you are listening to this and you have a business, you have a small business, or you have a nonprofit, this is a great opportunity for you to put yourself out there. Reason being, you know, if say, for example, you donated X amount of money, right, and you wanted to sponsor, to be a part of the sponsors for this event, then we'll in turn create some kind of a commercial that we can play. And if you have like a PowerPoint slide for X amount of minutes, we can, that's something that we can work out. We want to involve as much as we can the success stories of the community. If you look at the Zambian community in general, we have a lot of great stories. For example, just a simple thing. We have one of the young men who just became one of the first NFL young men from Zambia to join the NFL. You know, this is an opportunity for us to learn about things like that. I mean, we can honor people for doing different things in the community that uplift our community and that uplift Zambia in general. So this is a great platform for you to showcase what you can do and teach as many people as you can. I just want to say this too, like even the production perspective, if you are a Zambian or a friend of Zambia and you listen to this broadcast, if you have skills and you feel like you need to contribute, please you can reach out to Zanus or you can reach out to me. And we'll give you the opportunity for you to showcase your talents. For example, if you're a graphic designer or if you're a video producer or you're an artist, you're an upcoming artist, you know, we want to tap into those efforts to make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to be a part of it. And I'm sure, you know, our wonderful presence on this platform, they have access to all those folks in the community. And I think that this is why it's very ideal that Zanus is in charge to create this platform, because then they can directly reach out to presidents who can identify those efforts that we need to amplify from within the community. So long story short, this will be a great opportunity for people to showcase their businesses and be a part of something that's, you know, that will be a history. Because remember, this will be a first time that we are going to do something virtually like this for the independents, especially for the entire, you know, country. So I'm really excited. I'm personally really excited. And I know that it may not sound very, very, very easy for everybody, because they may not know the moving parts that are behind scenes. But I just want to assure everybody that this is a very, very possible venture that we can do, especially considering the circumstances right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chilwa, for that. Now we'll go to Madam Irene White. This is the president for the state of Illinois. Madam Irene White, do you have a question for Mr. Chilwa?
excuse me. I'm sorry. Thank you so much, Mr. Chilwa, for that very elaborated scenario of what we're looking at. There was a lot of people were asking questions like, are we going to be charging for this event? And if we do, what's the dollar amount we're looking at? Are we going to consider the fact that, you know, with the COVID, people were not working? Do we do it a free event? Those are some of the things that I heard from my community. So I'm concerned about that. And I would love to know if you want us to go ahead and put a dollar amount to it or just have it as a free event.
Yeah, that's a great question as well, Madam Irene. Thank you for you know, just all the hard work that you've been doing in the community, and thank you for that question. In my opinion, like I mentioned before, you know, to produce something like this, of course, it requires money. The only way that we can make this a success is to do some sort of a crowdfunding process, if you will. Meaning to say, if we have, for example, 16 organizations that are Zambian throughout the United States, for example, if every organization contributed something towards the independence, that's the way to go. I would stay away from having the community to pay, especially knowing what you just explained, that people are strained, we are financially strained and things like that. But I'm also not aware of how different organizations are set up. For example, you know, the suggested price was like $500 per organization. If each organization contributed $500 to the cause, a minimum of $500, you know, you're talking about $500 times 16. So we could meet the budget of what it requires to pay the artists, the DJs, and the production, and make this a success without the people actually, you know, paying anything. The reason being, if you put people in that position where they have to pay, then we have to set up a second wave of technology where we have to lock the production to where somebody has to pay, and then they, and then you, it, it unlocks it for them, if that makes sense to you. So basically, you pay your and you watch it. But then we do have people who don't have, who may not have that much comfortability when it comes to technology, and just even pursuing something that's a little bit challenging, you know, technically like that. So that could bar certain people from experiencing something that could be historical for all of us. So my first suggestion would be for leaving it up to the organizations to raise a little bit of money. And I think, technically speaking, in my opinion, I don't think any organization could fail to raise $500. Now, if in case some of the organizations don't have the money in their coffers right now, but they could reach out to the community and say, hey, listen, we do have a task coming up and we're being requested to contribute to this cause. You know, those, there are a lot of fine people in the community that might be comfortable, that might be willing to help. And you can take the contribution. If somebody's willing to contribute, you know, that could be a good thing. You know, that would be my priority. The priority would be just to depend on the organizations before we pass it on to the community. Because the moment you pass it on to the community, then it becomes a different wave of communication, because then now we have to go back to the larger community and explain why it needs to be done. And of course, we all know it's going to come back with different opinions with that. But that's also an option. But my priority would be just to leave it up to the organizations to try and raise the $500 to contribute. I don't know if that's good enough an answer.
Yeah, that's perfect. The last thing is that everybody knows that every state has an independence event in October. So the association always come up with the monies to do the planning and all that stuff. So regardless, we were still going to spend money in October for an event, maybe for just Illinois. So I'm thinking the money that we were supposed to spend on that event could go towards, you know, a contribution to this. This is a national thing. So I think it will be a contribution from every state, regardless of whether they have an association or not. Like you said, they can reach out to, you know, their community people and say, hey, we need to contribute, even if it's $200 that they would donate. It's better than nothing. I think if we did it early enough, we should reach the target maybe in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just so people understand, you know, we completely understand what everybody's going through. We have different scales of financial responsibilities, you know, within the community. And some people are doing well, some people are not doing well, you know, but that's why we are called a community. So if we strive to raise the $500 that's suggested, and you do more, you end up having more, that's okay for you to give more. If you end up having $200, $100, $300, that's still okay, but we have to get started. We have to get started and show that at least we can do something. And remember, by doing this, we are encouraging our youth, our children who are coming after us. They're looking at how we're handling these issues. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to showcase that, hey, you know, we can all come together, regardless of how hard times are, and we can produce something. We can put something that can take at least a little bit, alleviate some of the stress that we have, and feel like we are, you know, we're all together in that form. And for those of us that experienced the first time when we did this, and you can all attest to this, that it was such a different feeling where you didn't feel lonely. You felt like you're part of the Zambian community, regardless of where you are. So again, this is a great opportunity for us to show our community and uplift our community and just bring everybody together if we make this a success. But we need enough time, so we have to get started. We have to get started. If we can identify, for example, a couple artists who are on board, I would suggest that we start advertising as early as now. Because remember, it's not everyone who is a visionary. You know, some people, they'll take the journey halfway and run with it. Some people, they take the finishing part of it. Some people will just plan it and then sit back and watch their thing unfold. So we want to embrace all these parts, all these moving parts, so that we can move forward. So I would suggest that we just get started. We should not be looking at where the money is going to come from and how much money is coming in right now. The most important thing is to get started. Once we get started, then the picture will be painted as we go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Zanus Radio Show. It comes every 2 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. We are featuring Mr. Davis Chilwa, the president and CEO of DC Production and ATV. So, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, we'll take a short break and listen to a short song, and then we'll be back shortly. So this gives you a few minutes to relax, stretch, if you have to smoke, if you have to have a cup of tea. This is the time. Enjoy this song by Nora Gord. That was Nora Gord. So this is a Zambian lady who was actually featured on the radio show 2 months ago. This is her latest track. She has quite a number of good songs. She's different from people like Mampi and Kay Figo. She is soulful. So it's actually different. What I mean is, of course, when you listen to Mampi wants you, gets you into a dancing mode. But Nora Gord is sort of like Tracy Chapman. She is somebody that I've known for some time, and she's actually looking for an opportunity to come and perform for us in the United States one of these future days. So look forward to Nora Gord. So ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Zanu's radio show. Comes every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. At this time, we have a question from President Charles Wembia, from the state of Florida. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much, President Noah. So it's more of a suggestion to see how it may work. Let's say after we do our individual independence, I'm thinking if we can have just scheduled events, maybe quarterly, once every 3 months, once every 2 months, where we just come together and people can showcase what they have, the talents or their businesses to promote. you know, of course, taking the fee for that. Just something where we can, because we don't, the diaspora don't meet together at the same time like that, because physically it's less feasible. But on a platform like this, if we can do something, you know, once every 3 months or less time than that, or after that, where we can just come together and do something together as the diaspora, and officials can give the message that we want to give, businesses can promote their businesses, people can bring their talents there, something in those lines. I don't know what Mr. Shura thinks about an idea like that.
Yeah, President Wembia, good afternoon, by the way. That's a great idea. I'm all about showcasing Zambia, because most of us, if you look in the community, there's different types of, talent, right? But because sometimes people don't know which direction they need to go. Some people can sing, some people can play soccer, some people can do different things, whether it's academics or anything else. If we don't highlight that as a community, you have no idea. So a suggestion like that, President Wembia, that's a great idea to allow us to showcase some of these things. And even folks that are running different businesses, that would be a great opportunity for them to sponsor, if you will, sponsor events. You know, it could be quarterly, like you said, and you just have to figure out how you want to do the branding part of it, you know, so that people tend to gravitate towards that. And unfortunately, it's going to be, the new normal is going to look like this for a while, and I think we can all agree. So, but we cannot sit back and wait for life to slap us on that in the back of our heads and then just wait until that time comes. We need to start thinking, you know, to be, you know, forward thinking. We need to assume for the worst, and then if the best happens, then yeah, even better. If God allows us to start communicating and be, you know, come together physically, even better. But for now, we can just start, you know, coming up with different ideas, such as what the President Wenger has come up with. That would be a great thing, but we gotta get started. So, and I know that sometimes it's not all of us that are comfortable, you know, with using technology, but we have to get started. With that said, President Noah, what I would love to do is to invite Zanus and anybody who's listening to this show, that maybe one of these days we can do it in a way that, I don't know, it could be next week or 2 weeks from now, and you brothers and sisters can come on the show. We can create a show for Zanus, but we do it on a different broadcast so that people can actually get to hear and know more about the radio, if that's possible. We can do it on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and everything at the same time, so that people can get to know a little bit about the radio station, as well as the ideas, great ideas that are coming up from this forum. So I agree with you, Brother Wembia, that's a great thing for us to do. I mean, it takes less more time to less more resources for us to produce something like that than to produce it physically. And so this is a good platform for us to move forward. So I would definitely second that. I don't know what President Noah thinks about that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Thank you for the invitation. Yeah. So that's a great idea. Thank you for the invitation. I think it's something that we would want to jump on, because we would want our Zanus radio platform to be something that everybody knows, that 2 p.m. every Sunday, they have to tune in to listen what Zanus has to say. So thank you for the offer, and I think we'll discuss with the other presidents who are not on the show, but we'll take you on that one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so at this time now, we're going to ask President Bella Siangonya. This is the association president for Georgia. You are through to the radio to ask Mr. Chirwa a question.
So for me, it wasn't more of a question, but more of just reiterating what Mr. Chua was advising in terms of raising funds. That, you know, we understand that the times are difficult for all of us, all associations. We all rely on our communities to support us. But at the same time, there are companies that are thriving during this time. So it's just a matter of us, you know, retapping into our networks and approaching those companies to see if they can help us raise the funds to support this event, because it's a great time to showcase Zambia, as Mr. Chua said. So we don't need to capitalize on that opportunity. And it's something that we have taken note of in Georgia, and we've been able to secure the funds to help us contribute towards the event. So his advice is definitely spot on, because we have applied it here in Georgia, and it works. So it's just a matter of us being creative and being be creative, have some tenacity, and just re-tap into the existing networks. You may have to ask for a fewer amount than we've asked in the past, but definitely there are people willing to support there. If you just, you know, explain the cause to them very well, there are those who are willing to support. So that's just my thing, is just confirming what Mr. Chua has said, that it has worked for us. It has worked for us, and we recommend other associations to try it as well.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations. Sorry, Mr. Noah. I was just going to say,
no, go ahead.
Based on what the president has said here, Georgia is also leading within that same path. I do believe AZA is working in partnership with ASWI, which is the Organization for Women in Georgia, I believe. They have their show coming up on the 24th. So I was just going to comment on what the president has said, is absolutely spot on as well. They do have an event coming up on the 25th, which is this coming Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. We are producing that one as well. This Sunday? Yeah, okay. So they've already, the artists back home have already done their job. They've already, as we speak right now, I do have all the videos, including Angela and Yorenda. It's just amazing. When I was working on the video, it reminded me of what President Noah was saying, you know, the different types of talent that we have in Zambia. Because a lot of time we focus on the mainstream. But we need to understand that we are a community, and the community has different types of people and different personalities. So we have to think about, okay, you know, who is going to be watching the independents? There'll be folks who are like in their 60s, who are in their 70s, who are in their 20s, who are teens. So we have to cater to all those different age groups to make sure that everybody is somewhat, they've seen something that they can relate with. So I was just going to say, in Georgia, they're doing a wonderful job. And looking at what I have so far for the funds that they're trying to raise for the foundation in Zambia, or the school in Zambia, it can be done. So I'm very confident that even on this magnitude of the whole country coming together, it can be done. We just have to get started. So thank you. That's just, I felt like I needed to mention that, so that people know that it can be done. Whichever way you look at it, it can be done.
Thank you for that, Mr. Davis. President Noah, sorry, I know you were about to chime in. I wanted to just quickly throw in an additional point here, that I think this is a really great opportunity for us to also look at it from a point of view that we are connecting as Zambians based here in the diaspora. As Joshua mentioned, that there are some DJs and possibly artists in the UK, and I know there are some inquiries from Canada as far as people being interested in having this opportunity or joining this opportunity. So that helps us really integrate well as Zambians who live in the diaspora. But when you look further into this opportunity, you see a platform that allows people who are in business, who own companies, who are in transportation, or whatever product or service that you sell, an opportunity for you to showcase what you have. But it also builds us together to know what, you know, important things we need to consider, regardless of which country or state we're in. But as long as we're in the diaspora, it'll create a platform where we can work together as one.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you, President Kazembe, for that. So at this point now, we're going to go back to the state of Illinois. President Irene, you are through.
Oh, okay. Mr. Chilwa, this is for you. So what would you advise us on? We have like four artists that have already agreed to perform for the independent. We haven't done any contract or anything. We're just in the preliminaries. So we have Afunika has agreed. I think your maps has agreed, Dreams has agreed, and Aubrey Luo, also known as Vashimumbi, he has also agreed. So we have four people on board that have already said yes. So going forward, knowing that you said you have a time crunch in how you can do this, what do we do with the ones that have already said yes and they've agreed to the terms? Do we wait for the rest of the people that we are putting on board, or we just start with these first so that we can start, you know, something just to get people excited and so they know what they're looking forward to?
Yeah, you're right. So in any kind of an event, there's got to be some level of marketing to it. So if we wait until we have everybody and then we start dropping people at the same time, that can be oversaturated, and also it can sometimes bring even confusion. But what you have to do is to, for example, you can create a flyer that says save the date for that, because everybody will know, okay, there's something coming, and people start now wrapping around their heads around that, whether it's positively or negatively. They, at least you give them some sort of idea for them to start thinking about. Then at that point, if we have already headliners, for example, like Vashimumbi, we can put them on the flyer, but they have to be balanced. We also don't want to send the wrong message to say this is just going to be about dancing. Because we need to know that the independence is not just about dancing. The independence is about, you know, reflecting back how far we've come, the history of Zambia, and the future as well. So there's nothing wrong by putting someone who's just not an entertainer, who is successful in a different thing. For example, if we have, you know, the female, just as an example, right, the female young lady who is a pilot in Zambia, I think of late you've seen her doing commercials for COVID-19 and stuff like that. If she agrees to be a part of the show, you can put her on the flyer. That would be totally different from just having, you know, your maps or anybody else. So we can reach a different talent. Nothing wrong with your maps. Nothing wrong with the talent. But that provides also a different sense of, you know, sensitivity to some of the people who may not just be inclined to entertainment. But we have to get started. We can, if we don't have anybody to put on the flyer, we can probably just create the save the date kind of a thing. But if we do have folks that have agreed, let's execute the contracts real quickly, because you don't want to do something of this magnitude without a contract. I know that sometimes as Africans, we just say, oh, you know, Nimuzira or something like that. You just get going, but you don't want to do that because there are so many moving parts. So we need to make sure that the contracts are in place. Simple, straight to the point contracts. Let the folks sign. We have an agreement, and then we get started. But you have to be clear that we don't have the money right now, but we can tell them they'll get paid maybe half down by this time, or the whole thing by this time, according to how people respond in the community. But we have to get started. So having three or four different people to start with, that's incredible. We can start with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, President Irene. Now we go back to President Bella Siangonya. Anything else you wish to add, sir, because we are now in the home stretch? Any final comments? Okay. Looks like Mr. Siangonya might be muted. So let's go back to Dallas, Texas. Mr. Fred Kazembe, any final thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I'm actually really excited and looking forward, you know, to the invitation that Mr. Chua has offered us at the table, us, you know, discussing this with the rest of the presidents on his platform. That's going to be an opportunity for us to really expand this idea to the public and let everyone know. And we're encouraging any listeners, as much as this is in the early stages, in the preliminary stages, we are more than happy to start working with you to understand what type of advertising you want or what type of sponsorship you want to look at in terms of contributing towards this event. But again, I'm excited, Mr. Chua, and again, thanks for the invitation.
All right. Thank you, President Kazembe. Now, President Irene White, any final thoughts as we conclude?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to, when we had a conversation with Mr. Chiwa, he has agreed to, like, be the mediator between the artists that we decide to have, so he can, like, negotiate as well, because he's familiar with this, so which is good for us, because we might use LEM language to try and get them on board, but he knows how to speak to them in a language where they know they're not breaking bank. This is not a situation where you want to ask for so much money, but it's just a collaboration of a lot of artists, and they're all just getting paid the same amount. So he offered to do that, which is a very good thing, and I'm grateful that you're doing that. That, you know, that takes a little trouble off our shoulders, because we didn't know exactly how to talk to them. Like you said, you know, the artists that have said yes already, they might have just said yes, but you might know how to talk to them about contracts and stuff. So I really appreciate that. That's it.
Thank you, President Irene. Now, President Wembia, any final thoughts?
Thank you so much, President. No, yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for us to, create both business and social platform. I think as associations, we get advantage of it and jump on board. This is new and created out of the new normal, but I think even after the pandemic, this will be a good platform to do to push forward a lot of initiatives. We have seen that it works, and I think we should take advantage of it and run with it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. So now, Mr. Chiwa, we have less than 2 minutes. Any final thoughts? What encouragement, what words of advice do you have for the Zambian Association president listening?
Yeah, first of all, thank you again for having me on this platform. I just want to, commend everyone, all the presidents, for the wonderful job that they've been doing over the years. We all know servant leadership is not exactly easy. You have to deal with all types of stuff. So we recognize that. And this is also going to be a reflection of the continuation of the work that you're doing in the community, because you are all able to bring the community together. And this will be another platform that you can use to talk about the success stories and some of the challenges that you have within your communities. To the entire community, I just want to say, to put up an independent celebration, we have to look back into history and we have to look forward to the future. So everything in between, when it comes to the components that are going to be involved within the production of it, I want you to think about anything that you want to showcase. If you are a DJ, reach out to Zanus, reach out to anybody from this forum. If you're an artist and you're listening to this, reach out. Whether you want to volunteer your time or you think you need to get paid, you can reach out. Don't think that we're just taking the big names. We also want to showcase everybody that can do something within limited time. I would also encourage the president to look within their communities. If you know fashion designers, Zambian designers within different communities, reach out to them so that we can have a fashion show. You know, that would be a wonderful thing to have a virtual fashion show. If you know models within the community, whether they are professionals or they just love to do it, let's start get moving so that we can put up a very entertaining show, because Zambia has so much talent. If you are a church pastor and you need to encourage people within 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and you feel like God is asking you to be a part of this, please reach out to Zanus and figure out the way that you can contribute. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, and I'm really, really excited for what's to come during the independence. So we'll be here to do anything that we can, that we embrace everybody and make sure that everybody gets the equal opportunity to participate. So thank you so much. I'm truly, truly honored and very grateful for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Zanu's radio show. Tune in next week for yet another exciting edition. It's bye for now. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you.
Pleased to have you on the show. And yeah, the show just ended right on time because I only had like 5 seconds to say tune in next week and all that, so at least it was perfect timing.